You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host. I'm so excited that you're here. Let's defeat some drama. This is episode number 7, and today we're going to be talking about people-pleasing leaders. You might be one. Maybe you're aware, and maybe you're not. But I want to share some of the insights that I've learned over the years of working with many, many people-pleasing leaders. So, and I have to confess, I am a reformed people-pleaser. I'm still not perfect. I mean, I don't think the goal is ever perfection, but I'm certainly very aware and have come a long way. It's been years and years since I would have dubbed myself an outright people-pleaser. So here's what I see. Let's see if you see yourself in case you're not aware, like I said. One, people pleasers are almost always very overwhelmed. So people come to you when they need something and you just give them a quick yes. People pleasers have a really hard time saying no or I'm not able to. So they'll just make it work. Even if they're totally overwhelmed and sometimes have to put off things that were really important to them. So inside the business, this could be work projects that you needed to complete. A coworker comes with yet another crisis and you're jumping in to help. So you're overwhelmed, you're working late, everyone's singing your accolades, but you're feeling frustrated and burned out. People pleasers often feel very unappreciated. Sometimes the good deeds that people pleasers are doing aren't really about the deeds themselves. They're done in hopes of getting the accolades, the appreciation from our coworkers or the people in our lives. We want the accolades, or maybe we hope that someone will jump in and help us. People pleasers have a really difficult time, though, asking for help or fessing up and saying I'm overwhelmed or I have too much on my plate. So very often, people pleasers aren't getting the outcome that they were looking for. So, oh my gosh, I put all this effort into doing X and I got a little thank you or no thank you and now I feel frustrated. And you don't speak up, you don't use good assertive communication to say, hey, that really hurt my feelings when. So you just kind of tuck it away and tell yourself it's no big deal. People-pleasing leaders that I work with almost always tell me, I'm just really nice. I just love everyone to be happy. I love to help others, and that's what they tell themselves. But most often, in reality, people-pleasing, get ready for this, is actually about control. Now, a lot of times when I tell my clients that, they're shocked. What? No, I just want everyone to be happy. I'm just a giver. I'm selfless. I just want everyone to, you know, feel good and get what they want. But as I said, often doing the deeds has strings attached. So here's normally what's happening with a people pleaser. I'm only okay if you're okay. So I really, really, really need you to be okay. So I'm going to withhold speaking up. I'm going to say yes when I need to say no. Sometimes people pleasers will even lie or just kind of change the truth around a little bit, all in the effort, because the number one goal is for the other person to be okay. So people pleasers will manipulate the situation so the other person will continue to be okay. So it's not always about truth. It's not always about what's real. It really is about doing all in your power to make sure that the other person is okay. People pleasers can end up accommodating all kinds of bad behavior, trying to pick up the pieces so that the other person can be okay. so that they themselves can feel okay. Or, like I said, there's the strings attached of wanting to feel needed or appreciated or get those accolades or someone saying thank you so much. But the thank yous never fill the void enough. But ultimately, you're throwing out, there's like a little lasso around the deeds that you're doing and you're wanting something in return. I want you to finally be happy. If you think about, you know, if you've had kids or maybe you're in the midst of young children who are in that temper tantrum phase, and hopefully if they're in a temper tantrum phase, they're very, very young. I have seen older children throw temper tantrums. But so if they're in that very, very young temper tantrum phase, are you the kind of parent that'll say, I'll give you a piece of candy or I'll give you whatever you want because you just need your child to be happy right away? Or are you the parent who doesn't reward that behavior because you know long term it's not going to serve that child? There's some little clues there to about whether or not you're a people pleaser. So in business, what I see happen, and in life, of course, but we'll focus on business, people pleasers often aren't trusted. So you might be saying, no, I'm a really good person and I love people and I'm just really nice and I just want to do good things. But you know what? The jig is up. Your employees, your team, your coworkers, they most often know that when you're telling them, oh, good job, or oh, everything's fine, that you're probably not telling the full truth. So I've seen it over and over again. Often when I'm working inside of a company, I'm working with more than one person. And sometimes it is a leader with some of their team members. So I'll even hear the team member tell me, you know, they say I'm doing a good job, but I don't know that I can trust what they're saying. I feel like they're holding back. I feel like there's something they're not telling me. I just want honest feedback. I don't want to just hear either nothing or good job. I want to hear the definition of success. I want to hear where I need to do things differently. And it's really uncomfortable. I'm going to ask you to think about, you know, if you are a people pleaser who isn't always being 100% truthful, you're either kind of minimizing your words or skirting issues, avoiding people, avoiding conflict at all cost, to what lengths will you go to avoid saying what you really should be saying? Because I've also worked with leaders that not only just avoid conflict, but outright lie. Their life becomes, it's more important about how things look than what's real. So think about that and know that if you're a people-pleasing leader, your team members know. People-pleasers also have a tendency to attract and have a lot of people pushers in their life. That's what I call them. So those are those entitled people that constantly need accommodation. They're showing up late. They're not doing their work. And there's always an excuse. There's always a reason. They're always having that next heartache, that next challenge where they need you to be their saving grace and help them through that next big challenge. All of our relationships are kind of like puzzle pieces. And we fit together in a certain way, but they're kind of I see them as flexible puzzle pieces. So we fit together in a certain way. And so people pleasers and people pushers fit really, really nicely because a people pleaser is going to be very accommodating and the people pusher is going to be entitled and need someone to take care of their life and their challenges and the issues that arise from their bad choices. And so it's really helpful to have someone who's not good at setting healthy boundaries to have them in their life. So if you have a lot of people pushers, people who don't really accept boundaries, who maybe you do try to say, I can't help with that, but they kind of throw an adult level temper tantrum, you might be a people pleaser. As a leader, there are missed opportunities for your team to really excel. If you're not giving constructive feedback, like I said, your employees are feeling comfortable. They know. So there's the discomfort. That's one level. There's the they're not trusting you. That's another issue. But third, they're not having the opportunity to really know what success looks like and how to get there. They need that feedback from you. In most instances, well, honestly, I've never seen an instance where the people-pleasing behavior is really benefiting the team. A few years ago, I worked with a client, a chiropractor, and he shared with me that he was sick of his employees. He was tired of his patients. His profits were down. He couldn't figure out why. He was just ready to throw in the towel, and it really broke my heart. Here he had all this passion for the work that he was doing, but he couldn't make it happen. He was a self-proclaimed people pleaser, and he knew it. So I started working with him and started diving into what was going on within his team. And really what was happening is he had given all the power away to his team members. There were zero clear expectations. He was constantly frustrated with them because they weren't doing what he needed them to do. But he wasn't telling them, so they didn't have the opportunity to make different choices. Upon further investigation, we looked at where he might be losing money. Why were his net profits down? One day we were talking about his massage team, and he shared with me that one of his massage therapists wasn't really interested in doing that many massages. She only wanted to do one or two a week. She should have been doing at least, about 20 or so. So I asked him, I said, what's the lost revenue, the difference between 1 to 2 to 20 to 25? And in the chiropractic world, he was losing revenue from an adjustment and a massage. So I asked him to calculate that out per week and then per month. And you know what? Bingo! We found his decrease in profits. I mean, his fixed costs weren't changing. He was still having to pay for all the room. He just wasn't using all the real estate fully. So he had these rooms that were staying empty that weren't generating revenue like they should have been. Well, initially, when he was the victim in his own business and he was letting his employees make decisions for his business, he just kind of said, well, it's okay. I don't want to push her. If she only wants to do one or two a week, that's okay. I feel bad. She's got a lot of stuff going on. I can't force her. Well, you can't force her, but you can tell her what the expectation is and then let her decide. So that's what he did. We worked together a little bit. We created the plan for what he was going to say. And then he scheduled the meeting with her and he said, you know what? This isn't working. My revenue's down. I'm not using this massage room and I need to. So you have to do at least 20 a week or this isn't going to work. And she said, you know what? I don't want to do that many. And she quit. So I call that self-selecting out. So he gave her a specific boundary and then gave her the opportunity to say yes or no. The people-pleasing leader was just letting her decide and was trying to accommodate the consequences of her decision. He was ultimately letting her make decisions that were impacting his business. As an empowered leader, he was saying, no, this is what's going to happen in my business. You can say yes, or you can say no. So he was no longer being driven by his desire to make sure that this person was happy. He had to be a good steward of that business. If you're not making money, you can't keep your doors open. You can't keep serving your patients or your clients or your customers. Ultimately, your business needs to win, not to mention the other employees. They might want to continue to have their jobs. So as a leader, sometimes you have to say things that aren't going to make your team happy, and it has to be okay. You have to be okay even if they're not. You don't want a team filled with people pushers. Inside the business, I call them the life is hard sympathy card employees. One challenge after another happening in their life and then coming into the business and asking for accommodation after accommodation to try to make their work and their life work. I can't tell you how many leaders when I first start working with them, not later, but when I first start working with them, tell me, oh, but they need the job. They need it so bad. I know they do. They need the money. And I tell them, if they need the money so bad, then they need to start making the right choices to keep the job. If you're not setting any boundaries around how they're working, like I said, they're creating decisions that are impacting your business. Don't let that happen. I can tell you that in that case, that client, within just a couple of months, he was empowered in his business again. That massage person left. I helped him find a great new massage person who was all fired up and wanted to work and see a lot of patients. His revenues were back up. Life was good. He had set boundaries elsewhere in the business as well. So his entire team was starting to be aligned with his business objectives. And he felt really, really good. So if you have some people-pleasing tendencies, if you've seen yourself in that story or any of the examples I've shared, what do you do about it? I'm going to give you some simple steps. The first one is you need to gather some pain. Humans don't like change unless there's kind of a pain as a catalyst to ignite the change. A lot of times what I see with people pleasers is they just justify and excuse away not speaking up. They come up with every reason, oh, it doesn't really matter that much to me anyway. They're no longer even in touch with their own feelings. And so they're not aware of the frustration, the overwhelm, the resentments that they're building up in their work and in their life. So the first step is always to just pay attention. Start gathering that data. Notice when you're saying yes, when you really, really wanted to say no, when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling disappointed with people in your life or your work, you're feeling unappreciated. If you're saying, I just wish they would realize how busy I am. I wish someone would ask me if there was something they could do to help. I wish they understood all the pressure and the stress that I'm under. So if you're saying those kinds of things, start noticing and start looking to see, where am I helping to create these relationships and where do I need to start speaking up and create that pain? So kind of, I actually in one instance put an actual crystal bucket. It had been used for flowers previously, but I found this crystal bucket and I put it on his desk. And I said, every time you feel a frustration, put it in this bucket. Because sometimes when you're a people pleaser, you just look at each event separately and you say, oh, there's another time I'm overwhelmed. Let me ride this one out. And here's another time where I feel taken advantage of. So let me just focus on that. But if you start collecting all of them, all the pain and the frustration and resentment from all of them into one place, now you have a bigger feeling of pain that can motivate you to change. So that's the first one. Start gathering all the pain. Notice where you have resentments and overwhelm and frustration with the people in your life and in your work. Number two, start to pay attention to what you want or what you need. I often see with clients who are people pleasers, I might ask them, how do you feel about that? And sometimes they don't even know what I mean. They have learned to so efficiently stuff their feelings away and not pay attention to them, that they can't even identify when they're feeling frustrated or angry or disappointed. So start to notice. I recommend doing several daily check-ins. So, you know, maybe while you're driving to work, you can say, what kind of mood am I in today? Is there any meeting that I'm, wish I could avoid? Or is there any person who I'm really getting tired of? You know, what have they done? Or, you know, is there something that I wish I would have said no to? You know, do I really feel happy today or am I just pretending? You know, when I smiled in that meeting and acted like all was okay, is everything really okay or is it not? So start doing some daily check-ins. You know, after work, if you're doing some extracurricular activities that people have pushed you into or that you've decided to do, do I really want to be here? Is this really the best use of my time? Is this what I want? So just start asking yourself some questions so you can tap back into what you want and what you need. So that you know, because it's hard to ask for it if you don't even know what you want. So the first, you're gathering the pain by paying attention. The second is you're figuring out what it is you do want. You're tapping into your own feelings. The third is start speaking up. You can start really small if you want, but start setting clear expectations for your team. Start with some of your rock stars that take constructive feedback well. You know, maybe there's a little something. Now, don't go overboard with this. Again, I shared in another one that sometimes it's easier to give feedback to our rock stars. And so you do that in abundance and they get more and more frustrated. But just some small tweaks or practicing saying no, maybe one of them would ask you for some help. And maybe it's not even a no. Maybe you could just say, I can't do that yet. Or I won't be able to get to that today. How about if I get to it by 5 o'clock tomorrow? If you need to, give yourself time for saying no. So just say, let me check my calendar and get back with you. A lot of people pleasers don't even pay attention to their calendars anymore or what other priorities they have. They just immediately say yes and think, well, I'll just figure it out. Or there goes my workout. Or I'm going to be late for my son's baseball game or my daughter's basketball game. So start speaking up. As you speak up, gather your successes. That fear that you have of the terrible reaction that you're going to get from a coworker probably isn't going to happen. I love hearing the stories as my clients build successes and they come to me all excited and say, oh my gosh, you know, I set some expectations or I delegated some stuff and they did it. Or I let my coworker know that, you know, she needed to change this behavior a little bit, or I told her she needed some extra training here. And she actually thanked me. Here I've been avoiding that conversation for months. And so start gathering your successes, because that'll start building you momentum. It'll feel really good to speak up. The more you speak up and the more you have success, the better it will feel, the more momentum you will have. Now, the people pushers, the life is hard sympathy card employees, those people are generally going to be a tougher challenge unless you get the nice result that my chiropractor client did and they self-select out. And that does happen. Sometimes when you start setting clear expectations and holding people accountable, they don't want that and they just leave. But sometimes they'll stay and put up a fight. It's really inconvenient for them to be around people who are trying to set healthy boundaries. And like I said, sometimes they end up throwing kind of adult level temper tantrums, whatever that looks like, trying to push your guilty buttons, you know, trying to make you feel ashamed or sad for them. So, you know, those people pushers may try some different tactics to manipulate you to try to get you to still accommodate and do for them what you've been doing. So, you know, you can still start with them, but it might be easier to start with some that can gather you some quick successes and help you build that momentum, and then start working with some of the more difficult challenges, the aggressive people pushers. So those steps again are gather the pain. So start paying attention to how frustrated and resentful and overwhelmed you are and decide that you don't want that anymore. 2, start paying attention to what you do want or what you do need. Check in with your feelings. Do a few daily check-ins. You know, am I really happy right now? Am I feeling frustrated? How am I really feeling? Take note. 3, figure out what you do want to start speaking up about. Start small and start gathering successes. As you gather the successes, you'll gain momentum and you'll start being ready to take on those tougher ones. And then you'll just keep going from there. You'll be ready for the tougher people pushers, the life is hard sympathy card employees. But before you know it, I've seen it again and again with my clients. You'll be that assertive communicator who's creating healthy boundaries, communicating healthy boundaries and holding firm. And it will feel so good. You'll feel empowered in your life. All of the steps that I've just outlined will be in the show notes. So if you go to defeatthedrama.com and go to this episode, you'll be able to click to see the show notes. You can download them. So if you've been listening while you're driving, don't worry, they're all there. So if you've gained value from today's podcast, I'm going to give you the 3 S's, and I would really appreciate if you can do these. 1 is subscribe. So go to my website, defeatthedrama.com, hit the podcast site. From there, you'll be able to subscribe to iTunes so that you'll know when a new podcast has been released. The 2nd S is submit. Submit a review. If you found value today, if you could let other people know through submitting a review to iTunes, it helps this podcast be found more easily. There's a 2nd submit as well. Submit your question. In future episodes, I'll be answering your drama questions. You can click the submit your question and you can either record it or send me a message. If you record it, I'll play it during a future podcast and I will give you customized solutions to your drama challenge. So you'll leave a quick story and a question. The last is support. I'm on a mission to defeat the drama in work and in life. And I want to do that one individual at a time, one organization at a time. So if you feel that others could benefit from the information here, can you please support this mission by sharing? Tell them about this podcast, either in person, via email, or through your social media. If you could tweet it out or put it on Facebook, I'd so appreciate it. I want to get this message out to everyone. So thank you so much for spending your time with me today. I really appreciate it, and I know you're busy. So until next time, don't let anyone steal your focus or zap your joy. Let's defeat the drama now.